California has up to 39 days to officially certify its election, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger apparently will take office as the state's new Republican governor. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to University of Southern California political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy about what's ahead.
Sherry Jeffy, welcome.
Hi.
In his acceptance speech, Governor-elect Schwarzenegger said, "Tomorrow the hard part begins." Where would you begin with the challenges that he now faces?
Well, at least he understands that tomorrow the really hard part begins. He still has a deficit of at least $8 billion, and he's got to start writing his budget because it's got to go to the printers in December, and it's got to be produced for the legislature on January 10th of next year. If he tries to repeal or roll back the vehicle license fee, he will lose an additional $4 billion, and he's going to have to find that somewhere.
And the vehicle license fee, of course, it was a source of much anger, and he promised that he would rescind
it. Repeal it, exactly. And that's difficult. He can't do it unilaterally. It's going to take legislation or a voter initiative. He's also got to deal with a legislature that is still majority Democrat and is likely to be terrifically angry at him for booting a Democratic governor. I expect there may be a honeymoon of a day, a week, maybe two. But after that, it's going to get really dicey unless he learns how to reach out to the Democratic leadership and Democratic legislators. I don't know what he does about Lieutenant Governor Drew Bustamante.
Who will still be the Lieutenant Governor now that he has lost to Schwarzenegger?
The good news for Governor-elect Schwarzenegger is the Lieutenant Governor is the creature of the governor. And so if he so chooses, Schwarzenegger can simply isolate Bustamante and let him sit in his office and wait for the governor to leave the state.
You spoke about Schwarzenegger having to reach out. Well, in fact, he has declared himself the people's governor.
Yeah.
Did the voting, the sort of people who voted for him, did that bear him out?
To some extent, yes, it did. I mean, he had incredibly unified support from Republicans and conservatives. But he also got about one quarter of the moderate and conservative Democrats. He actually got about 13% of liberal Democrats. He got 30% of the Hispanic vote. So he is on his way to building that kind of coalition that he wants to build to be able to be the people's governor. We'll see if he can maintain that coalition, if it can grow.
For all that California has been ridiculed for this recall, there was a high voter turnout. Voters were engaged.
Yes.
Isn't this a good thing?
Oh, I think so. I really do. I have never seen such enthusiasm, such engagement, such intensity. Students up and down the state really got into California government, California politics, Californians of every race, creed, and occupation. You could go into a restaurant and hear tables discussing politics. All of the Eastern tisk-tisk journalists, no offense, who came out marveled that all of a sudden California had found politics. And to some extent, they were right. I'm hoping that this interest and this energy will maintain. That's still to be tested.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy is a senior scholar at the University of Southern California. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.